Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuning in and locked in all over North America. And thank you so much to our super produced host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City. Shout outs to everybody in Vegas. We're still waiting on the Super Bowl, right? We got 4 days left. Can't get here soon enough. Don't worry. 4 days left for the Super Bowl. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. Thank you to everybody tuning in on the free Odyssey app. People listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Sirius XM Channel 158. And everybody locked in on a smart speaker. If you got one in your house, at work, the job, whatever the hell it is, just go ahead and ask that speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. And boom, the JR Sport Brief Show pops the hell right on up. This is when I get started. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, every single weekday. I'm ready for the game. And we can't watch the game. I can't snap my fingers and make the game appear. So we're going to talk about it some more, obviously. There's been a lot of talk now about the Kansas City Chiefs and them being villains. We're going to get into it. It's Wednesday. Every single Wednesday, I don't care what the hell is going on in the world, I bring you a new top six list. It's exactly what I'm going to do tonight as well. 2 hours from now, so much talk about Patrick Mahomes. And he was asked this by the media on opening night. You going to catch Tom Brady? You think you can catch Tom Brady? What do you think about being in the same breath as Tom Brady? We're going to talk about some of the greatest champions that we have seen in the world of sports. Specifically, I want to tell you about some champions that I really admire. People that have gone above and beyond to climb to the top of their profession. So we got that top six list coming. Next hour, we're going to talk to someone who's used to cracking skulls in the NFL. And now he's like me. You don't hit anybody. He talks about it. Former Seahawk linebacker, KJ Wright, champion, is going to come through and join us as well, talking about this Super Bowl, get his perspective on a team that he faced many times over in those San Francisco 49ers. So we got a lot to get into, a lot to discuss. Brock Purdy, he plays the humble game real hard. I love it. And what else is he supposed to do? He could be out here talking a lot of crap. I'd appreciate that, too. But Brock Purdy, some of the questions that he's been asked over the past couple of days, he's real likable. You want to root for the guy. And like I said, the Kansas City Chiefs right now at this point, they come across as villains. Listen, if you want to participate in this show, it's very simple. You call me up. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. I am everywhere, all over the internet, at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief for people just scrolling around on their phones right now. Go ahead, hit me up. I'm a real human being and a person, not just some dude trapped inside of a box. Now listen, Ryan Hickey, how the hell are you doing? You good, man?
Well, JR, no one's calling me a villain, so I think I'm doing pretty well today.
What's wrong with being a villain?
Well, I guess in the case of the Chiefs, I would like to be the villain winning Super Bowls. But in my day-to-day life, I mean, I think that would just mean people would hate me. And I don't like to be hated. I'd like to be liked.
Well, that's most people. Most people want to be liked. What's the worst of somebody calling you a villain outside of, I don't know, a significant other or an immediate family member? Like, does it matter what else anybody thinks?
I guess you're right. No, and maybe that's a more personal problem I have, that I let too much outside noise get into me. So maybe I gotta look inwards now.
Oh, we gotta give you an origin story, right? We gotta drag you through some ooze in the sewer. We gotta get you jumped. Well, I don't want you to get jumped outside.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
I don't.
Same.
No, but if you did, you'd come back and you'd hold a grudge. I don't know. Maybe you'd become Batman, right? Is Batman a hero or is Batman a villain?
He's a hero. I know that.
Why do you say Batman is a hero? Why?
Because he fights off the bad guys, right? The villains.
There's a point in time where Batman is beating up bad guys and the city turns on him and he's a villain.
Oh, I did not know that plot twist. Spoiler alert. Thank you.
This is, I don't know, 50, 60 years of Batman.
I'm the spoiler here.
Hey, it's nothing new here. It's like, you see, and I guess this is being alive for too long or too many comic books. And this, I think, specifically is from Batman. And Hickey, tell me, this might be a general cliche. Tell me if you ever heard this before. Any hero, if you live long enough to have success, you end up being a villain. You're the bad guy. You've heard that before,
that,
right?
Yes, that I am well aware of, and it is 100% true.
Oh, you've experienced that?
Well, not me personally, but you look around, you see people of power, of fame, that think they still got it when clearly they don't, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, let's move it along. Let's get someone else in here.
You're right. It's to that degree. You know, it's like goody two-shoes syndrome. It's like, I don't know. You know John Cena, the wrestler, right?
Yes, you can't see me.
Yeah, you can't see me. It's like somebody who wins every time. Like, you start off being the underdog, and it comes a point in time where you're no longer the underdog, and it's just like, all right, now this is getting old. Like, tell me if you've seen this story before. You get the hell beat out of you, you get the snot beat out of you, and then all of a sudden you come back and you win. Okay, like, give us a fresh story. And so right now, as you mentioned, you're not being painted as a villain. People still love you, Hickey. Of course they do. You don't give anybody a reason not to. The Kansas City Chiefs, from an NFL perspective, from a sports perspective, they have entered into the realm of being villains. Like, quite frankly, this is a team that is going to their fourth Super Bowl in the last 5 years. This is a team that every year that Patrick Mahomes has been a starter, he is heading to AFC championship games. This is six of them that he's gone to. And before any of this, all things considered, like, they were an also-ran. All right? This is a team, an organization, that before 2019, when they won that first Super Bowl with Mahomes against these same San Francisco 49ers, they won a Super Bowl in almost 50 years. And so now that they've been here, now that they're in the Final Four almost every season, now that they're back in a damn Super Bowl, people are sick of them. People are looking at them and go, the Chiefs again? You got Taylor Swift rooting for the team because her boyfriend is on the squad. You can keep on looking around and just say, oh, man, well, this Patrick Mahomes guy, he looks like a nice guy, but his wife and his brother come across as annoying. You got people who know nothing about football who know the Chiefs are good. It's like the Golden State Warriors a few years ago, right? It's like, oh, we love them. Oh, my God, Steph Curry. Oh, my God, Klay Thompson. Oh, they got this knucklehead Draymond Green. But, oh, yeah, whatever. We can ignore him. And then they get Kevin Durant. And then they win some more. And people are like, okay, now, this is overkill. I don't think the Chiefs have reached that space yet. But as long as Patrick Mahomes is healthy, and this is the NFL, there are no guarantees. I'm not expecting a 20-year run like his name is Tom Brady. But as long as he's healthy and they got a decent team, they're going to be whooping ass for the majority of his career. And so after winning the AFC Championship game against the Ravens, Chris Jones, who's playing on an expiring contract, sat out the early part of the year to make his money, made his money. Chris Jones was on the field talking about how much they have become the bad guys, how the underdogs, the Kansas City Chiefs overall, have become the bad guys. People are sick of them winning. Well, he was talking to the NFL Network a few days ago, and he confirmed his feelings. Take a listen to this.
After the AFC title game, you said you felt like you guys are the villains. Do you feel like you're the villain in this Super Bowl matchup?
Absolutely. For some reason, everybody used to love us. We used to be one of the most favorite teams. Now everybody is like, we're ready for the Chiefs to lose. I don't know why, what changed or what dramatic instance happened to where everybody felt like we should lose now, but it's okay. They can continue hating.
So you call it hate. You know, when you win a whole lot, it's actually a compliment to you guys that you win so much that you got teams, people jumping off the boat.
Absolutely, man. That's the problem is like, we haven't won as much as people think. We only won two, right? You know, we only won two out of three.
Chris Jones and Hickey, you don't have to co-sign if you don't want to. If you want to leave me to burn on the fire, go for it. But Chris Jones doesn't sound like a dude who's what, 6'6", 320, 310 pounds. He sounds like a smaller fellow, right?
Yeah, if I didn't know what he looked like, me being 5'10", like 170, I thought I could beat him up easily.
Yeah, and if he got into a room with both of us, he'd whip both of our asses.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, and Chris Jones, he should probably sound like me. I sound like he should sound, and I'm 5'8". The guy's almost a foot taller than me. Shout-outs to Chris Jones. Maybe what I just said will turn him into a real-life villain. I hope not. Anyway, someone who also understands being a villain, I guess now at least, is Patrick Mahomes. I personally find him to be likable. I know there's always stuff going on personally. His brother gets in trouble. His dad gets in trouble. His wife is on social media. I don't know. Maybe Patrick Mahomes is the voice of reason amongst his family. Or maybe he just keeps it quiet while just playing football. I have no idea. But I could tell you this. Patrick Mahomes, earlier today in speaking to the press, the media, he was also asked about being the bad guy. Listen to this.
Hi, Patrick. Chris Jones talked about the fact that you guys are now becoming like the villains of the NFL. There's a growing narrative out there. I know everyone prefers to be liked, but is it a role that you kind of enjoy in a way? Do you feed off of that?
Not necessarily. I think I just like winning. If you win a lot and that causes you to be a villain, then I'm okay with it. But at the end of the day, I'm going to enjoy playing the game and try to win as much as possible.
Yeah, good answer. Good answer. Good political answer. What is he supposed to say, right? If he talks about embracing being a villain, then he really becomes a bad guy. But he gave you the quarterback answer. And Patrick Mahomes flipped through the NFL quarterback handbook, and he found the part that Russell Wilson wrote about being politically correct. But I'll tell you this much. Until he becomes a jerk, until, I don't know, he gets a DUI or DWI, I hope not. Until he's out here flaunting and flexing on Instagram like his wife. Unless he's being an ignorant fool like his brother. I find the Kansas City Chiefs to be an easy team to root for. You know, when I think about the 49ers, I get it. I understand where the Kansas City Chiefs are right now. In their own, I don't know, the beginning of a dynasty potentially. But when I think about the San Francisco 49ers, this goes without saying, they are already one of the most successful teams that we've seen in the NFL in its history. They're trying to continue moving up and up and up to get their sixth Super Bowl victory to end up with a team like the Steelers. So that's not what I think of when I'm thinking about an underdog or a team that's easy to root for. Looking at the 49ers for me is like looking at the New York Yankees and going, oh, man, I hope they win another one. It's like looking at the Lakers or the Celtics and going, oh, man, they have so many championships. They definitely need some more. I think the Chiefs, and I know on the spread, the Chiefs are the underdogs, and they should be. But I'm rooting for Purdy. I'm rooting for Mahomes. But there's nothing wrong with being a villain. Chiefs haven't bothered anybody. The Chiefs are just winning. You know, back in the 90s, I don't think anybody looked at the Chicago Bulls and said, oh, man, these guys are villains. I mean, they had a whole campaign in the early 90s about everybody being like Michael Jordan. And just maybe that was great marketing to hedge off and keep away negativity. But the fact is, nothing wrong with being disliked. Part of life. Not everybody's going to like you. Is it jealousy? Is it envy? Is it insecurity? Is it worry? Some of the best villains, some of the best people to root for are villains. They're troubled people. I don't know. You can go and look at, let's say, Darth Vader. Villain, right? I can keep going. I don't know. You got plenty of bad guys out here. You can look at Batman and say complicated. You got an origin story. I mean, I can personally look at the Joker and feel empathy for the man because of just some of the things that he's had to endure that absolutely drove him up a wall. Nothing wrong with being a bad guy. Nothing wrong with being disliked. It's just a part of being a human being. And when you have success, less people are going to like you. Just got to keep your head down, mind your business, observe what's going around, and do what you need to do. That's it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Nothing wrong with being the bad guy at all. Next hour, we got KJ Wright, former linebacker from the Seahawks. In about 2 hours from now, I'm delivering to you a top six list of some of my favorite champions in the world of sports. I wonder how many villains will be on this list. We're going to talk about some of the movement in the NFL and the coordinator space. There's even a coordinator who's getting a look with the Dallas Cowboys. Here's a hint. This guy loves feet. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. With so much talk about villains, we're going to come back and talk about some love. There is somebody who loves Brock Purdy. It's not his family. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. We're just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we talked about the role of the Kansas City Chiefs as resident villains in the NFL, following all of their success over the past 6 years since Patrick Mahomes has taken over. Like, I guess folks are tired of them winning by now. You know, they're no longer the underdogs, and people are looking forward to them. I guess, hitting the dirt. Not me. I got no problem. I got no issue. I don't find the team to be, is unlikable a word? I don't find them to be easy to dislike. How about that? Regardless of who their tight end is dating. And I'm going to talk about the Chiefs tight end in a minute, because he don't hate anybody. He's actually showing love to his opponent. And I'm going to talk about that momentarily. But as I stand here in the studio, I must bring attention to a particular television subject that caught my eye. And I'm here surrounded by televisions, and I see that on ESPN, Mr. Michael Wilbon is having a conversation with Tony Kornheiser. And obviously, I cannot hear what they're saying, but they were having a discussion about whether or not or when the Kansas City Chiefs can be considered a dynasty. And I'm saying to myself, damn it, if they win another Super Bowl, if they win on Sunday night, are they not a dynasty? Like, how much more time do we got to wait before you look at the Kansas City Chiefs and just go, yeah, they can and should be considered a dynasty, a team that's going to be in their fourth Super Bowl in 5 years, a team that can go ahead and pick up its third championship, a team that's been in the AFC championship game over the last 6 years. How could that not be a dynasty? I think the only way that you can look at that and say no is maybe you've been spoiled, right? Like, you think dynasty, and you look at what the Patriots have done over the better part of 20 years. Obviously, not the last four since Tom Brady decided to bail, but that was 20 years of success. That was 20 years of Tom Brady going to 10 Super Bowls, or excuse me, nine of them with the Patriots, and winning six. That's ridiculous. That was a dynasty that everybody listening to the sound of my voice will probably never witness again in life, flat and period. And so to look at these Chiefs, if you're going to compare them to what we've recently seen as a dynasty, you're wasting your time. You really are. Because before that, what would you say? The Dallas Cowboys, and then you got to go into the Niners? Like, that's what we've gotten most recently. And even those teams weren't going on 20-year stretches where it's just like, damn, would we be surprised if they make the Super Bowl? The answer is no. Hey, Hickey, what say you, man? If they win another Super Bowl on Sunday, dynasty or not?
Absolutely. I mean, this is their fourth Super Bowl appearance in 5 years. They would have won three in 5 years, two in a row for the first time in 20 years. I don't see, like, there's no way on Monday we are talking about them not being a dynasty if they do win.
Yeah, and at that point, it's just a matter of how much do they continue to kind of just tack on at this point. I mean, the fact that you can even have conversations right now, and I think it's early, and nobody has no crystal ball, but the fact that people are looking at Patrick Mahomes and going, hey, oh, what about Tom Brady? I think that says it all. Like, he is the benchmark. He's not even 30 yet, and he's already, like, staring championship number three in the face. And he very well could walk away and not have one. So I think the lines are a little blurred. If they don't win, I don't know if I go dynasty. I think you want to think about a team, like, three-peating. And in the NFL, ain't nobody walking around just saying, hey, I got three championships for you. This is not, I don't know, basketball, where it's a little bit easier to put a team together and just run it back and run it back and run it back. But the fact that you can pick up three in this amount of time, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Let's give the Kansas City Chiefs their due. I guess the villain talk is leaking over into the dynasty talk as well. But must I tell you, everything is not about hate. It's not. There's actually some flowers being thrown. There are flowers being thrown. There's some love that's being exchanged between both teams. And so I guess it's not that damn easy to hate the Kansas City Chiefs, especially when Travis Kelce is showing love to somebody not named Taylor Swift, because Travis Kelce took time in his own press conference to show love to Brock Purdy. Yes, the same Brock Purdy who, for whatever reason, folks have been taking a crap on him. People are looking at Brock Purdy. They're calling the guy Mr. Irrelevant. They're saying, how the hell did this guy get here into the MVP finals? How is he a finalist for MVP for this past season? People look at Brock Purdy and say he has too much help. People look at Brock Purdy and they call him a game manager. There is nobody, unless Brock Purdy is beating up little kids in his local park, there's nobody that's going to look at Brock Purdy and call him a villain. I would say at this point in time, Brock Purdy is probably a sympathetic figure. It's not that Travis Kelce needs to show him love, but he did, and he said he is an awesome story.
How can you not cheer for that, man? And he's the way he's done it, you know, the naysayers, how he's been able to fight through, everybody saying what type of quarterback he is. You can't help but the roof of the guy. I'm going to bite my teeth during the game, but I mean, just who he is, I had him on the New Heights podcast of mine with my brother, and he was just a humble, good guy. And I mean, you could just tell that he's in it for the right reason. So it's you can definitely cheer for him, but I'll be rooting against him on Sunday.
That's nice. Good on him. Yeah, and Brock Purdy, he does come across as that kid next door. That's what happens when you get picked last in the NFL draft. That's what happens when you are still, well, I was going to say sleeping with a roommate. That's the wrong phrase, right, Hickey? I said that wrong, right?
Living. Well, I guess depending on who he's living with, that could be the case. But
yeah, well, it's his offensive lineman. I don't want to insinuate that they're sleeping together, but they certainly are living under the same roof to save costs. I read Brock Purdy is still driving around the same beater that he had in college. So, look, congratulations to Brock Purdy. And he does come across as like a good guy. I'm happy to be here. And who knows, by the time Sunday comes around, maybe it's not a conversation about the Kansas City Chiefs being a dynasty. Maybe it's Purdy. Maybe he's the story for positive reasons. Maybe people look at this dude and he's going to Disney World with tears in his eyes because he was the last dude selected in the draft. Now he's an MVP finalist and going to Disneyland or World? What a story that would be. Listen to this man. This is Brock Purdy talking about how and why and all this good stuff about staying grounded.
Playing this game, playing this sport, there's a lot that goes into it, and you know, it's easy to get wrapped up in, you know, wanting and feeling like wanting to be loved, you know, obviously by your teammates and everybody, but like the world. And so for me, like in that passage, it's talking about, you know, I already have what I need from the good shepherd and Jesus.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess wherever you find being grounded, whatever works. So I guess Brock Purdy cannot be considered a villain. He's found the inspiration in a good book, and there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, easy guy to like. Congratulations, Brock Purdy. Let's see if a 6'6", a Chris Jones, the real villain, decides to drive you into the ground. Chris Jones is playing for more money. He's playing for a contract. And I know if Chris Jones has his way, he's going to become just very well acquainted with Brock Purdy in a way that his roommate is not. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. All this Chiefs dynasty talk, all this good guy Purdy talk, all this talk about villains. When we come back on the other side of the break, let's bring some more positivity to the airwaves. Let's talk about one rookie quarterback showing love to another rookie quarterback. I'm talking about C.J. Stroud. I guess Bryce Young has found an unlikely ally. We're going to hear from C.J. on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Chapman's hit podcast was canceled.
As you know, my old show, The Chris Chapman Confrontation, was a victim of a little thing called cancel culture.
But he's learned, he's grown, and he's ready to win back his audience.
I'm back, better than ever, with the Chris Chapman Do-Over.
Starring Ike Barinholtz.
I have a new lady co-host on the pod.
Lisa Gilroy.
My mic is on!
And Neil Casey is the professor.
Greetings, my humans.
The new hit improv comedy, The Chris Chapman Do-Over. An Odyssey and Paper Kite production. Listen on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, man. Thank you, man. Under different circumstances, that could be recognized as abuse, but I think it's good that your kid listens. Yeah, make your child listen to me. Make them. Anyway. Oh, damn, there's a lot of abuse and anger and villain talk here in the first hour of the show. I mean, Kansas City Chiefs have fully embraced being the bad guys. And then we had a positive word coming from Travis Kelce about Brock Purdy and believing and loving his story. And it's just, it's so much love. You know, maybe it's because, I don't know when it is. Hickey, think fast. When is Valentine's Day?
February 14th.
You know that. When is it?
A week from today.
Is it a week?
Yeah, today's the 7th.
Oh, crap. Shows you how much I know, right?
Well, if you got someone in your life, you better start shopping quick.
No, not me.
Okay, you're saving money then. Smart man.
Yeah, I'm saving money. Oh, well, are you calling yourself a stupid man?
I'm just saying, you know, these holidays were built for suckers, right?
Are you a sucker?
Oh, I am a sucker, all right.
This year, right?
See, that's for sure.
I thought Valentine's Day was Tuesday. Yeah, it shows you how much I know nothing. Anyway, maybe that's why everybody is throwing roses at each other. We talked about Travis Kelce in the last break, and if you take a look at somebody else getting roses, I don't want to say that this is a pity party, but we know dating back to last year's NFL draft, Bryce Young, as small as he is, was drafted number one overall by the Carolina Panthers. We know C.J. Stroud, he went number two in the draft, and they could not have had different starts. There's not even an exaggeration I could use to talk about how far at the end of the spectrum they are, especially for two individuals who were taken one and two. I cannot put them in, you know, Ryan Leaf, Peyton Manning category. Thank God nobody is breaking into anything and doing drugs. But we know C.J. Stroud, along with D'Amico Ryans, he just went into the postseason. They won a round in the postseason, knocking off that old man Joe Flacco and the Browns, and then they met the Ravens. And to be honest, it looked like they had a little bit of life, at least going into the second half of the game. First-year head coach, first-year quarterback. You think about what C.J. Stroud did. The Texans went 10-7. And unfortunately, he had to miss time, you know, due to a concussion. But given that, he still had success. 21 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. People are talking about this man throwing the ball on a dime. Wherever it needs to go, he puts the ball there. He doesn't turn the rock over. And he was a man selected at number two overall. And there were points last year in the evaluation process, and I guess over the next couple of months, we should get ready for this. Quarterbacks who get crapped on in the evaluation process. People were saying C.J. Stroud, oh, poor Wunderlich exams and not the smartest QB. Well, damn it, he sure knows what to do when you watch him. And Bryce Young, the opposite. Head coach Frank Reich got the boot. This man was able to go out there and throw almost as many interceptions as he did touchdowns. 11 touchdowns to 10 interceptions. Frank Reich gets fired. Just last week, the replacement comes in. Dave Canales, they end up hiring him, bringing him up from Tampa Bay for all of his work with Baker Mayfield, his work with Pete Carroll. And so he's starting from jump. And there's some doubts about Bryce Young, still because of his size, even more so now because he has to live up to just what C.J. Stroud has gone out and done. And I also think everybody in the Carolina Panthers organization, they're playing for an impatient owner. David Tepper, the man who decided to throw a drink on an opposing fan because they were being a little too obnoxious. David Tepper appears to be someone who has a short fuse. He seems to be someone who's just going to operate at a whim. Hiring Matt Rhule as his head coach, I don't think it was the smartest of ideas, especially for a quote-unquote first-time owner. And then moving on and bringing in Canales, hey, what do I know? Maybe it'll work out. Maybe it won't. I know this. Bryce Young needs help. He doesn't have a Nico Collins. He didn't even have a Tank Dell, who didn't even finish the year healthy. Bryce Young needs to be able to stand upright. He needs to be able to throw the ball to somebody. He needs a decent running game. And unless he has any of that, then Bryce Young just might be cooked. Surprisingly, C.J. Stroud was on the pivot. And it's nice to watch these guys uplift each other because Bryce Young basically said, man, it ain't all his fault. Take a listen to this.
In his shoes, I feel like a lot of stuff didn't go his way that was out of his control. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you can't make a play if somebody don't block. You can't make a play if somebody don't catch the ball. Like, and when you watch the tape, like, Bryce did a lot of great things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be a great player, but it takes time. You know, like, I think I came into a situation where, you know, we were struggling, I know, but, like, we still had a lot of good pieces. And Nick Caserio, our GM, brought in a lot of good vets. You know, D'Amico was the perfect coach for our type of team. So, like, I think our rhythm – and, you know, like I said earlier, everybody's path is different. Like, mm-hmm. maybe I had a good rookie year and Bryce is going to have a great second year, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully I do too. But, like, I know everything's going to be fine for him. And I told him, like, you the one, bro.
Yeah.
You the one for a reason. Like, don't ever, ever, like – and he's not going to, but don't ever look at yourself different, bro.
Oh, okay. That's nice. That's encouraging. I'm sure Bryce Young – maybe that makes him feel better. I don't think anybody, I don't think he cares too much. I think he wants to see the results out there on the football field. But C.J. Stroud is correct. I mean, he had to throw a ball around to an I don't want to say aging, but he is an Adam Thielen. Like, that's your number one wide receiver for your rookie quarterback that you're expected to do anything, something? Carolina Panthers won two games. Their coach got the boot. And C.J. Stroud is more optimistic than I am. Just given the team that he's playing on, I'm not sure or certain that C.J. Stroud is going to get that Bryce Young is going to get a fair shake. I just don't feel that way. I feel like David Tepper somehow, some way, is going to keep his finger on the trigger. And he's going to pull it, or he's going to throw a drink at somebody when things get tough, when things get rough. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's just nice to hear the quarterbacks, I guess, stick together. Because in a lot of cases, and they are, they're direct competitors. And C.J. Stroud, he's the one who's had success. I wonder if Bryce Young appreciates the fact that that was said publicly, or maybe he doesn't give a damn. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg. He's here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Oh, my God. You've got great topics like you always do, but today especially. I got to tell you, Purdy can't carry Mahomes' jockstrap, number one. Chiefs are the villains, really? It's everyone's because of Tay-Tay and Kelsey and politics. Everyone's going for the Chiefs, I think. If Purdy beats Mahomes, let me tell you, he's going to rise up in the rankings as somebody that could be something special down the road. But, oh, my God, JR, it's just unbelievable. I'm giddy. My boy Elvis is everywhere. They're imitating him. The football teams are imitating my boy. Your great show. I love it. I'm sorry to be all over the place, but I'm just giddy because
your
topics are through the roof. I love it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Greg. Appreciate
you.
I love you, too. Thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. I think that's the – Hickey, is that the first – I mean, we've only been here for a month and a couple of days. Is that the first or second Tay-Tay reference?
From Greg, that was the first one I've heard.
Oh, I mean, from anybody. Tay-Tay?
This calendar year, 2024, is the first time, but I've heard Tay-Tay a lot.
Yeah. I first heard that a couple weeks ago. I had to go, somebody said Tay-Tay. I'm like, who the hell is Tay-Tay? I don't know who the hell that is.
Oh, and you're slowing the Tay-Tay train, huh?
Tay-Tay? Taylor Swift? You know, I'm not listening to anything where someone is going to refer to her as Tay-Tay. What is that? I don't know. Is she supposed to be in Japan now? She's in Japan already, right?
She is. She is, I think, with shows these next few days up until Sunday.
And now we got a whole big to-do about whether or not she's going to make it to America, make it to Vegas in time. Like, she got that private jet, right? Why can't she just go over the Pacific and watch the man, right? That's what she's supposed to do.
I think she'll have no problem getting to the Super Bowl in time.
Yeah, I wonder what he has planned for Valentine's Day. What are you going? They're going on vacation or something. Well, let's put it this way, and I don't know if this is a curse or not. If the Kansas City Chiefs win on Sunday, they will get back, let's say, Monday afternoon after they get drunk and party. When do you think the parade would be? Thursday or Friday? Got to be Thursday, right?
I was even going to say Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Could it be Wednesday? You get back Monday?
That's...
V-Day? How else would you rather spend? I mean, listen, I bet you almost every guy Chiefs fan is like, please put it on. Actually, I don't know. Maybe not put on Wednesday so they don't have to upset their significant other by canceling dinner plans.
I would think it'd be too soon, right?
Thursday, like you're probably right then.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. And it's no excuse because if they have the parade in the daytime, yeah, the majority of people who go will probably be intoxicated. But at nighttime, I guess people would have expectations that they go out on a date, I would think.
Oh, boy. I don't know many significant others on the other side of that. It's going to be too happy about that.
What,
all day at a parade, and then you're going to be in some sort of...
intimate?
State? Yeah, where you're going to be intimate and also just be able just to be there and focused and say nice things about each other?
Why can't you... Well, let's throw the 49ers in here as well, right? And, I mean, they're closer to Vegas, so maybe they would have the... Nah, they throw their parade. Now that I think about it, in the current state of San Francisco, where the hell would they hold their parade?
Like Santa Clara by the stadium?
Or just run around through the parking lot?
Maybe go to the Shark Tank over there, right? Where the... that's San Jose, so it's not even that close. I don't know. Good question.
Yeah, what are you going to run it through? Embarcadero? I don't... it's kind of ratty over there right now. Anyway, that would not be romantic, not by any stretch of the imagination. Going to a parade for the San Francisco 49ers and then spending money at some expensive dinner where you might get robbed afterwards, that's a tough one. But I think it's reasonable. You go to a parade early enough. I'd gather you'd be done at a parade by what? Oh, 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, if that. And you got enough time to, go to that fancy Italian place for Valentine's. It sounds like balance to me. I'm not going, but yeah, it sounds like balance.
Sounds like maybe a few breakups waiting to happen on Wednesday night.
Well, that's going to happen naturally, right? That's what these big holidays are for. You know, I know people, not me, I've never done this. I know people that wait for the holiday because it gives them the perfect excuse to have an incident to just walk away from their relationship.
Interesting.
You've never heard of that experience?
No.
You've never heard anyone say, hey, it's, it's November 15th. I can't break up with them before Thanksgiving. You know, it's December 8th. Like, I can't break up with them before, what the hell is this thing called, Christmas? You never heard that before?
I've heard of that, but I thought you were insinuating that they use the holidays as a reason to break up.
Yeah. It's like, here's Valentine's Day. You can't break up with the person before Valentine's Day. It's a catastrophe. So you got to wait until something happens on Valentine's Day.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so this might be...
the actual holiday itself, interesting.
Yes, yeah, something happens and then it's over with.
So you get too drunk at the parade, there's your excuse, bang, bang, boom.
There you go. See, there's a lot of people planning that, by the way. We got to see who wins first, but we'll get there.
That's true.
It's the JR Sport Re-Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of people going places, Rex Ryan wants a job? Besides massaging feet, we'll talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his...
That's Claim a Ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow. That makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years and I still don't know. Right now we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world. And we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.